have, it's our workshop, so there's no official agenda. We have one resolution for the security system at the highway. Whereas Catskill Security proposed for replacement of high-definition cameras on the exterior of the building and new monitoring in the amount of $2,377.70. Therefore, we, the Catskill Town Board, hereby authorize the expense of $2,377.70 to upgrade the security system at the highway building. This will be coming out of ARPA funds. Motion by Jared, second by Brian. All in favor?
Aye.
Motion carries. Well, we're on security systems. You want to go over the quote from George?
Yes, which he thought we approved at the same time as the senior center, but I guess we didn't.
I think he might have had it mistaken with the previous town supervisor, saying that he would probably get it done or whatever.
So the camera system in the ambulance building is very dilapidated. The quote from Catskill Security Systems to upgrade the system is $3,781. That would include three CCTVs, additional wiring necessary. Camera locations will be front left exterior, front right exterior, front east exterior looking north, back east exterior looking south, the interior lobby, and then the two back wall garage. That's the quote we have for the system there.
Okay. He's got...
Building maintenance has quite a bit.
Yep, he's got $29,000 in the budget. I don't know if anything's been spent, but I don't believe so.
I don't think we've done anything yet. So,
Jared, what was the amount again?
$3,781.
You sure there's nothing else on that?
Nope. Total parts and labor, total job price.
No, that's true.
So, motion to...
Second.
Second.
Motion by Jared, second by Dawn. All in favor?
Aye.
Liz, if you could let Casco Security know we approved here.
Jared, sure. was there additional cameras from the original?
Yeah, that's what the new extra wires are.
Can you forward that quote to Liz?
Sure. I thought I did, Liz, but I'm sorry.
Oh, we're on the ambulance building. You want to go over the window?
Yeah, it was a $1,500 estimate from More Glass.
Okay.
Which is probably not bad for a custom window, unfortunately. That's not like a...
No, it's just a solid piece of glass that fills the whole... I mean,
it's a big piece.
I will say that he replaced the window for us if it wasn't that expensive. But it needs to be done. Apparently, Patrick in the village, they've had a couple other windows shot at his office, too.
Yep. So. Gotcha.
Odds are it was a BB and not a storm
from
the snowblower.
Yeah, snowblower, like was the first thought.
Yeah.
Okay.
All right, do you want to go with that?
I'd like to go back to them and maybe we can...
Would insurance cover that?
Our deductible, I think, is $1,000.
Yeah.
So.
All right, we'll revisit that.
And then
you want the light.
What's that?
The light.
The light?
Yeah.
George can get a contractor to come in and do that, just like the door locks.
So
we got a quote from J&J.
Yes.
Yeah.
So that's my next thing is I'd like to get an approval.
He can just have him do it.
Okay.
Same thing with the light.
The
we had
other
this conversation
things.
4 years ago.
Well, Mark and I did a walkthrough. He's going to take care of the ceiling tiles. He's going to take care of some other stuff, some internal door handles that are broken. We will go over the locks, the cameras, the window. I'd like to go out for an RFP for the necessary bathroom repairs.
The sheetrock.
Sheetrock and the shower. The valve needs to be replaced, and that's above Mark's ability.
Okay.
So I will put something together and have... If everyone's okay with that, let's go out for a proposal.
How about the garage
paint
wall there?
That, we've decided Mark's going to put the
panel
up on that.
Yeah.
And then we also need to go out for an RFP to have it painted. The paint's peeling off all the rafters in the garage, falling onto the ambulances, and the paint on the interior of the building is in rough shape.
Okay.
So if everyone's okay with that, I was going to get RFPs for that and for the...
Didn't we have the inside painted by guard? By, not guards, but...
No, they never...
They never showed up, right?
They... COVID hit.
Yeah.
The program ended. That's the same reason why the floor got stripped and never got rewaxed. So Liz was going to get a quote from Jody for me to have him restrip and wax the floor.
Okay. What about the heating unit there for the central air?
That then need to... Well, Mark's going to change the filters on a regular basis now.
Okay.
But we are having an issue that the one of the compressors of one of the AC units is done. But that's going to be another conversation as far as having to get a quote for AC units. Because what was the one on Town Hall last year? $10,000?
Yeah.
It was 10-3?
Yeah.
I know when last year George was telling me when Huber was there, he wanted to switch over to mini splits, but I just don't think the layout of that building is good.
No way.
No.
I mean, a mini split would be fine in the crew eating area in the front.
Yeah, that open space.
That open space, yeah. But we'd have to have separate ones for all the bedrooms. Mm-hmm. And then did you guys clean out the drains?
No, we had a water break.
Oh, okay.
I'll reach out to him tomorrow.
I mean, if you want, we can have a lady brewer do it or whatever.
Well, the village DPW is going to hit it with the hose.
Yeah. Don't take us long.
All right, and then next department I have on my list is code. I don't know if everyone's been looped into these emails about computers aging. So my most recent email was Sean Conklin. He's going to put together an updated list after they do the replacements that we approved at the end of last year. None of the systems are officially end of support, but a portion of them are end of warranty. End of warranty life does not increase the operational cost of supporting them, but they still are functional and secure. Anything on Windows 10, which is officially end of life on 10/25, will no longer have support because they can't run Windows 11.
Okay.
So he's going to generate, after he does these updates, a new list. I know... Matt has been going back and forth with Martin and Warren. And the recommendations on computers for the code office is for placement later this year or early 2025 is Savannah's, John's, and Matthew's. Fred's reaches end of life at the end of this year, which would be good for replacement next year or early 26. And then the other question was raised, Patricia's had two laptops. The laptops reached the end of their service life in February of
24. Okay.
So I'm not sure if we want to get a new system for the new clerk that's coming on, or work with these laptops until they fail.
Got them 2020? I think you got it on COVID, right?
Yeah. Thanks, too. Fred's is
the one that ends in, is good to replace in 25 or 26.
Okay.
So that's where we're at. I was taken aback by this because last year during budget time, they thought they gave us a pretty good idea, and I thought we were replacing five of the ones that needed to be replaced. So that's what prompted me to email Sean, ask for a more accurate.
Okay. Anything else?
No, that's it for me.
All right.
So I asked if anybody wanted to attend a meeting at the Senior Center on Friday at 2. I received an email just earlier that the owner who's supposed to be coming down has suffered a death in his family and isn't available Friday, so can we reschedule for any day next week that will work between 10 and 2 p.m. if possible? So I'll work something out. Is there a time that's better for anybody? Is 2 p.m. like a good time for people?
Thursdays are always best for me because it's my day off, but if anybody else is...
Yeah, I could probably make that, too.
Like 1:30, 2 o'clock, okay. I'm just For me, it's better because
it's just,
then I have
whoever's going to go, just make sure you let us know because more than
you can't have three.
You can't have three. So okay. If you're going to go, just go do it.
Yeah.
Well, who's senior center? Daughter of JR?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So it's really best if you two could figure out.
Sure.
He's a little kid. He wouldn't make that.
All right. So either you or me.
Okay. We can talk about it tomorrow.
Yeah.
That's dealership.
I'm not there.
Oh. Thursday. Or later.
I'll take my mother to the doctor.
Okay. Great.
Okay.
Thank you, guys.
All right. Billy, Mark Mazzell would like to hire Billy Ottinger as a cemetery seasonal help starting this Monday at the pay rate of $15.53 an hour. Motion by Brian.
Second.
By Jared.
Is that Offer. More or less than what he was making at the village?
Wow. Plus work.
Yeah.
Okay.
And something I'm happy about, I'm sure we're all happy about, Karenza Demarest for planning and zoning clerk starting Monday, April 29th.
Motion.
Yeah. Motion second. By Jared, motion. Second by everybody. JR will second that. All in favor?
Aye.
Motion carried. So I've been going back and forth with, let me get this lady's name, about the caffeine from Quarry Hill. And sending everybody the email. Ted chimed in back in March saying that he doesn't think this would be considered spot zoning. We have a request to rezone tax parcel 212.00-2-5 to residential. We could either, initially I'll told her that we'll wait till after we do the comprehensive plan.
She wants to start building this
but
summer.
She wants to start building this summer. So normally we wouldn't just rezone a tax parcel because that could be considered spot zoning. But with Ted's input, what does the board feel about moving to rezone this residential?
As I was, my feeling on this, as long as the town attorney said it wasn't spot zoning, I was okay with it. I think it's the only house on that road.
It is the only house. And the tax parcel next to her, which is in Sawgreaves, I believe is residential.
Yes, it is. Yeah, but couldn't the zoning board just give it a variance?
Mm-mm.
No?
No. So for this, we'll have to set a public hearing.
Let's... 2 weeks, right?
Yeah. So the
first Tuesday
May
won't be
7th.
Enough. Yeah.
Is that enough notice?
Oh, yeah, well, that should be just
two
enough,
weeks.
Right, Liz?
That should be 2 weeks.
Three.
Mm-hmm. Should be enough, right?
Okay.
So May 7th at 6:30 p.m., motion for a public hearing regarding zoning on Quarry Road.
Motion by Jared.
Second.
Second by Jared. All in favor?
Aye.
Motion carried. System.
What date is the public hearing?
May 7th.
May 7th, thank you.
At 6:30 p.m.
6:30 p.m.
Yep.
Anybody else have anything? Liz, am I forgetting anything? We are all this time. Brian?
No.
Public comment.
Oh. Just after, can we go into executive session? For just one thing, recording.
Mm-hmm.
You have to tell me what it is.
Yeah.
The reason why you want to go into executive session.
An employee.
Personnel
issue.
Matter.
Personnel matter.
Okay. Public comment. Please state your name and your address before you speak.
I'm Tushar. This is Nishna, my wife. Our address is 26 Underhill Road, Catskill. We bought this lot in November of 2022. The house has been built there complete since September of last year. As our understanding is that we gave complete plans to the code enforcement officer, Matt, that were approved. We have a copy of it with us. It does say 12 feet wide road, and that's what the road has been built up to. I do agree that it's missing guardrails as of right now, which we are more than happy to add. And we have had opinions from engineers that have worked in this town for over a decade, that have seen the road, that have worked on that road, that stand by it and say that this is a safe road for us and for our friends and family.
And for fire trucks
as well, as it was for their own construction equipment. Now we know the whole issue has gotten very complex with the builder, with lots 2 through 4, with the Article 78 lawsuit that they're involved in. But we're here to separate ourselves out from that. We're just speaking on behalf of Lot 1, just on behalf of us. We're requesting the town board that please issue us a certificate of occupancy so we can move into our home. This is our primary home, by the way. Not a second, not a vacation, nothing. This is going to be our permanent residence going forward. They'll be starting tomorrow
if
we get the CO. So that's what we are asking for here. And if that is not possible, then we ask that at least a temporary certificate of occupancy until all of the other issues are resolved. And we expect that they will be resolved very soon. We are working very hard towards that.
Okay.
Thank you.
Unfortunately, like I said before the meeting, because of the Article 78 in front of us, we can't comment on this.
Our understanding is that the town board has been very open with their communication with the other neighbors, that is Ms. Wickel, because there's no Article 78 lawsuit with her.
We
are
in
the
same
situation. There's no Article 78 lawsuit with us. We are not a named party in that. We have not provided any information for that. No affidavits, no depositions, nothing. Mostly because we want to stay as a neutral party outside of that. And we want to work with the town to resolve our Lot 1 situation.
Right. And we are only speaking about our COs, our permits, everything that the town issued in our name. Like, the permit is also in our name. It's not in the builder's name. Because we acquired the land from him before construction began. Jared, I know we talked earlier about the 12 versus 15 feet. I have a copy of the road plan that was submitted that says explicitly 12 feet in the areas where it is 12 feet today. And so, yeah, again, you know, we are not a builder. We are not anyone else. We are just people looking to move into their home that has been sitting ready for a long time. We're paying mortgages, we're paying rent, we're paying storage expenses, we're paying like legal fees, and the lawsuit that we did get dragged into, we're just like bleeding money on all fronts, and you know, the damages are mounting, and we really do want to just move into our homes, and that's what we're doing.
Quick question, your property line.
Yeah.
Is the road that goes through, like right away through your property, or is your property off the road?
The road as it stands today is 100% on our property.
Are you asking in reference to Underhill Road or to...
To your Lot 1.
Yeah,
I know where it is. You're the first one.
Yes.
So the way when they built the... Is that road go through your property?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That is the access to our home. Yes.
Yes.
That's the primary access to our home.
Right. No, I was just wondering as far as the property lines go.
It's a flat road.
So they have a right away through your property on the road.
Yeah, we haven't signed those agreements and easements yet. Those are supposed to be signed later on. As of right now, minus this road, as we consider it, is only an access to our home.
Yeah.
For lots 2 through 4, we have yet to sign agreements with the builder. Yeah.
Hmm. That's something I didn't know, so thank you.
Yeah.
Is there anything we can do to get it? Like, do you want us to put...
We can't do anything tonight, unfortunately. I know as much as you would like us to, we can't.
Is there anything we could do that...
Outside of the scope of Article 78, what can we do? Because that's something we really don't want to get involved in.
Right. I'd have to talk with the town lawyer, to find out how we can solve this just on your behalf first.
I'm very skeptical of going down that, but I would ask that the town board act in its own power to resolve this issue.
Because this has nothing to do with the lawsuit.
Right. Yeah. I understand that. But
and we have not had good interactions with Ted, so...
Like, we've tried to approach him and ask him the same question when our CO wasn't being issued and did not want to talk to us about this. This was before Article 78 was brought by the builder, we again went in the same capacity. We were like, hey, it's our house. We're being told, like, you're saying no. What is it? And so, honestly, like, at this point, we just want to know what we can do. Is there anything we can do? Like,
well, this is just, I have some new questions I want to ask him about property rights, so that's what I have to do.
I mean, we own the property. We
no, but property. We didn't know that you haven't granted easements yet to the other houses through your property.
I don't think those are granted yet, but they are implied in our contracts with the builder.
Yeah,
yeah.
They haven't been explicitly granted.
Yeah. But if
and even if we get our CO, that does not guarantee 2 through 4 COs, right?
Yeah. Especially if it's a temp CO, yeah, in the sense where it is acknowledged that there are some improvements that are required. Yeah.
Well, the other hurdle that has to be met is without the fire chief's sign-off.
Yeah. I mean,
we're happy to, again, like, we have affidavits that we can, that were submitted as part of other proceedings that outline the weight, width, and volume of EMT vehicles, of fire trucks, and other, like, even the largest format of the fire truck, and how it compares to the kind of equipment that has been brought onto the land. And we have expert opinions as well that we're happy to bring. And if it's even more productive, we're happy to have the fire chief talk to the road engineer.
He's
as well.
So there. That's a fire district. Is a completely separate entity from the town of Catskill.
Yeah.
He doesn't have anything as far as to do with us.
Mm-hmm.
So one of the requirements is that the fire chief sign off on. So
we're happy.
Generally, my understanding is that they're supposed to do a fire truck test, which is what was scheduled at the end of the construction. They have not done that.
We don't have any control over that.
The code enforcement officer orders it.
Yeah, the code enforcement officer is supposed to work with them, do the fire truck test, which they're just not doing. I mean, the house has been ready since September. So I think that's why we are going after the temp CO, because those are all avenues we're going to pursue and make sure get resolved. But in the meantime,
I mean, we don't want to live in an unsafe housing.
Oh, I wouldn't want to have a house
like
that.
It's not about that.
Yeah.
And honestly, the temp CO will get us a lot of relief in terms of just at least being able to move in, like, at least cut down on all the storage costs we're paying for all of our stuff. You know, we moved out of our rental last year with the understanding that we'd be able to move in September. And
we're just in like temporary housing since then.
Yeah, we've been in short-term rental.
It's personal homes, right? They just live in there.
I would think, but not 100%.
Yeah, that's what I think.
Sorry.
I was asking him to clarify if you could move your personal items in there and get it out of storage to help your situation out a little bit.
You just couldn't occupy it.
You know, at nighttime or
it does mess with our insurance significantly. We are still on the builder's insurance. We are not even able to gather regular home insurance because they want the house to be occupied and people living there, and they do an inspection. So all of our stuff there will not be insured if we just put it.
Just double check. You might be able to get a contents insurance policy, which is separate.
I'm happy to look into that. Yes, thank you. But we do need to move in because we are paying rent every month, and we're on short-term leases because we don't know when this is going to end.
Right. Trust me, I feel for the whole situation.
If you feel anything, just please give us a temp CO, because anyone that hears it, obviously anyone with a heart will feel, but like, y'all have the power to do something, so please use that power for us.
Okay. Thank you. Sir?
I guess I'm up.
You're up. State your name and address, please.
Okay, Gary Boatbank, 102 Charles Smith Road, Saugerties, New York. Mailboxes in Saugerties. Property is all in Greene County. I vote in Kiskaton Fire District. I am a Greene County town of Catskill resident. Need some clarification. Have an instance has come up boiling property. There's a shale bank at 1696 High Falls Road. Was owned at one point by Reed Mowers, been there since before I was born, an open pit. Actually, there's two pits there. Reed Mowers, short fuse, trucking, whatever is going by, down to earth, whatever. Sold it, and I was contacted by the new owner early February. He bought the property. I believe he just wanted the trucking and stuff stopped past his house. And he had built a house on top of the hill, but I have the objection. I said, I don't think it's any of my business anyway. I said, you built a house on a hill, it makes no sense. It's a pile of shale. I do have questions Where does the septic drain? Because it's all gone downhill. It goes down to the road into the Beaver Pond, which is across the road, which some people think is a national landmark, which would rival Glacier National Park. I don't get it. But regardless, they're going to put this in. He told me, okay, I'd be probably notified about hearing something coming up. Didn't hear nothing of it. I figured it was coming. There was a notice in the mailbox on March 13th from the post office. You had registered mail. Sorry we missed you. Final notice. It also says on here, we will redeliver, or you can pick up. I didn't go right down if it did redeliver. Its address said it was Santo Associates. So I figured something to do with this. Nothing happened. I let it ride. I was in the post office at one point. I asked, is there a letter here for me? When I was, is it, what's your address? No, it's not here. And the rep who I spoke to said, do you know who it was from? I said, it's addressed from Santel Associates. She's off the surveyor. They'll get it back, and they'll just resend it. So what? Just blew it off. No big deal. I did run into a neighbor on the back road here this past Saturday or something, and we were talking. He said, well, I had a public hearing, and everything's a go. Nobody complained. I'm like, well, I wasn't notified. Started making some phone calls Monday, and find out what the letter was, and nobody seemed to know. I did not have it. To this day, I did not receive it. It was a registered letter, as an attorney pointed out, and the postmaster verified for me. Once the post office takes money for a certified registered item, they have 15 days to get it back. Signed, unsigned, whatever. I was also told just I was in the S procedure. They said they sent two notices. I thought it was three, regardless. I said, I only had this one. Well, you didn't get the first one. It was a smaller one. I said, no, I never saw that one. When that came, I don't know. Made a phone call, stopped up here to see your building inspector, Matt. It doesn't really matter. Three people up there. You remember the story? Well, we had the public hearing and you missed it. I said, I was not aware of it. Well, he has a copy of it here. I said, I can find it. So after a minute of rooting around, I said, I'm going to save you some time. It's not here. Because I didn't sign anything because nothing was presented to me. The post office got paid to deliver a mail and get a signature, which has yet to happen. The letter, I believe, is still upstairs now because when they located it on Monday morning, they sent the clerk upstairs down to Santos to pick it up, and it's unopened. Do you want this? I said, no, I don't want this. I wasn't served. I still don't know what day the meeting was on, what it was. And this Matt tells me, well, it's a done deal. You were considered an uninterested party, and we granted the variance, which would be a cut into my property. There is no issues between myself and the new owner, Ryan Stack. But the more I hear about this, the more troubled I get by it. Why is it so important I have to know about this, but basically say nothing? Also, the variance which was granted on a 5-acre parcel, because either one, Reed, the previous owner, depends who you talk to, Reed, Ryan, or the DEC said this was the best place for a house. Once again, it's their business, but with 5 acres, why'd you have to encroach not on my property, but this will be a 100-foot setback, now they're down to 60 feet on the proposal, along with a wellhead 20 feet from my property line. Once again, I really don't care. Does this affect my property down the road if I choose to do something, according to the building inspector? Potentially, yes. But I yet have nothing to say about it. You missed the meeting. I don't know about the meeting. I still don't know when it was supposed to be. It was not intentional. I had a statement from the post office here, if you want to look. This line here says that we will re-deliver. It wasn't like I was shirking my responsibilities. They were looking for me, I was not looking for them.
Were you curious to know why they were looking for you though, sir?
I figured it's something to do with this, but when I didn't get the first one, I mean, I know I used to deal with post office and other certified mail. I've received these notices from neighbors when they sublet or sell a house or whatever. It's really none of my business. It's personal property, it's personal business. And the current rep of the post office said they'll send you a second one. Okay, so they didn't have the meeting yet for whatever reason. I don't know what the procedure is. This man says, he says, you missed the meeting, that's it. That's how it goes. I was pretty irritated. And the one thing I sit here today, regarding the Pledge of Allegiance, and part of the line is, justice for all. I have to pay a consequence or suffer something because of somebody else's mistake, whoever it might be. Santos? Some people blame the Postal Service? I don't know who did it. Why am I paying the price for somebody else's mistake, innocent or not, incompetent? I don't know. If this notice was left, this thing could have blown away. I could have said I never got it. Does that change anything? Number of phone calls this week, DEC. More interesting stories. Ryan had a permit. Ryan didn't have a permit. Why was he allowed to operate? Well, the town has a permit. I went through a mining permit in the 90s. I know regulations have only tightened up. DEC was pretty strict. Stockpiles from reclamation. There's no reclamation piles here. Supposedly, Ryan Stack signed an agreement. He was going to be responsible for any of Reed's responsibilities. I said, that's a hell of a mistake, Don. I said, did a lawyer actually let you sign this? Yeah, why? I said, what are you signing up for? I mean, what's the reclamation complaint? When I said reclamation for my bank run gravel, they wanted 6 inches of topsoil. With the conversation yesterday, where are the stockpiles for DEC? I don't know. We're going to have to monitor the situation and see what happens. Where's the septic going to go? And according to Ryan, the first time he showed me, and I got pictures on the phone, I can point something out if it means something. Well, he dumped some dirt over there at the top of a bunch of broken up shale. Bluntly, crap rolls downhill. Let's head down to the road in the beaver pond again. Once again, not my problem, I'm uphill. But a decision made by a member of this town does hinder my potential ability if I want to subdivide or affects the actual value. And I'm wondering why. One thing came up, Liz told me yesterday, called both the town board or the planning board and the zoning board are autonomous. I had the impression first it was local, but they say state. So I would like to see a copy of the law that says they must be autonomous, or is it just a choice? They can say this, because personally, I'm under the impression public sector people, employees, are supposed to be working for the taxpayers, not the taxpayers working for Big Brother. Do they have to be autonomous, or is this just an option or choice they have? I do not think it's fair at all to the citizens and the taxpayers who are paying the bills. Why should their actions be behind closed doors, unknown to the public, as this, Matt told me this was a done deal, look like I can do. I think you told me tonight the zoning thing is not final, but yet a variance has been approved on my property. For what reason? So much for justice for all. Am I being overly dramatic? I'm starting to try to understand. The issue between me and the property owner is not a problem. And Ryan said, what do you want me to do? I said, nothing, Ryan, nothing wrong. But the deeper this thing goes, why was it so important for me to be aware of this stuff and then basically say nothing? Is something being hidden here? Is there a different agenda? Am I giving up some rights? Something does not seem right.
No, part of our zoning is that we have to notify residents within 300 feet of a parcel that's going in front of the zoning plan. So you're within 300 feet of that. And it was also in the Daily Mail 2 days in a row. And it was on the town website.
Okay, I know you're covered that way, but yep. Still, I mean, I honestly didn't know. And the post office, for whatever reason,
right.
I don't feel did their job. And yet I'm being penalized for it. I have had a couple calls to Albany. The interesting thing with DEC yesterday, they had a couple things with this gravel bank, which once again, it's a gravel bank, it's a necessary resource, and it seems a number of people are very happy they've shut this thing down. People do use the product. I don't think it helped anything, but that's their business. The point up there is, why? What's so important? And yet, why do they have to approach on me when they had over 5 acres to work with? Yet they take from me this wellhead, which I guess is not a violation, is within 20 feet. I have figure 30, according to the map Matt showed me. I think it's 21 from my property line downhill. What does that do for me? Can I start dumping piles of manure 20 feet up from the hill of that? Does that fair? I mean, I'm not going to go as Ryan. But once again, this is so much stuff that's not thought out. The DEC told me, I said, where were you when this was going on? He never had a permit, as did Tim Morgan. When I had a mining permit, you were not allowed to have any more than a 20-foot lift, meaning a drop from the top of a bank to the base. There's a lot more of that there, been there for years, than Tim Morgan got. He didn't have a permit either. Once again, the guy who plays by the rules, plays the bills, is honest with you about what I've seen and heard, I get screwed. Am I seeing something wrong here? No comment on it. I'm not coming down on my person, I'm just trying to understand this, but the deeper it goes, the more concern I have.
Well, planning board's a completely separate board.
I've heard all this, but I'm trying to find out that do I have anything to say here, or being somebody screwed up on delivery, I'm going to pay a price for it.
Well, the only other option that we could have done to notify you of this was to physically, one of our members to physically go to your house and notify you. We did the mailings, we did the newspaper posting.
Okay. You've covered yourself legally that way, but like I said, I honestly didn't get it, and he says I just have nothing to say about it. It seems to be basic courtesy from a so-called public servant. Would at least say, what is your concerns? Just done deal. Mm-hmm. Done. And now this autonomous thing comes up, which I think is... I've known about places in the past, they've had agencies who are allowed to operate autonomously, whatever the proper terminology is. One place was Nazi Germany in the 1930s, and we know how that worked out. I do not believe they should be operating autonomously. That's why I'm asking, are they required to operate this way? Or is it an option for whatever reason? I don't know. I will be in touch with Senator Schumer's office to get verification of that, but I would like a letter or a statement, a copy of this law, stating they must operate this way. Is there an answer? I'm not picking on any people personally. I'm trying to understand what the big problem is over basically nothing out there. Have I signed off on something which could hurt me in the future? Nobody knows. Second thing was, Reed had a special use permit. According to Ryan, basically, he didn't have a mining permit, but a special use permit for the town. They have their own mining permit. Now they're called special use. Don't know the difference. But like I said, with mining and this type of thing, DEC was mandatory. You had to have stockpiles. They had to be grassed down. If you didn't use them within 6 months, you had to receive them. I complied with everything. I had to comply with a sediment pond on Bank Run gravel, which was 100 feet from the creek, which the only time it got wet was the rain from the rain. Nothing poured into it. Yet I've seen this thing rushing down the hill for years. I don't know how they're going to get up there, which is not my business. The septic has to go downhill. I don't know how they're going to do this. The comment from Ryan, once again, seems to be a decent guy. Where's the septic going to go? Well, he puts a couple loads of fill right there on top of the mud. He's also required to reclaim this property. How is this going to happen? Ryan's story was he's going to sprinkle some hay onto it. DEC had pretty strict guidelines with me. Minimum 6 inches of topsoil on top of stuff. And when I asked, I believe it was DEC yesterday, where's all the soil and stuff going to come from? In fact, even in your building inspector, where's the reclamation? We don't know. Nobody knows anything. But yet this procedure is just going full through. I wonder why I abide by the laws, but nobody else seems to have to apply by the laws. He never had a mining permit. The story is they have to build a house up there because of the verbal agreement between Reed Maurer and the DEC. I question the DEC on this. Are you requiring people to build houses now? Well, being it wasn't a building permit, it was a way of keeping it open because really it was excavating property, a building site or something. Once again, it's nothing to me, but did you take the precautions? The whole point of this DEC is to protect the environment, runoff, pollution, and it seems the priorities were just plain ignored for many, many years. Negligence. I don't know if people along the line, whether it's here, DEC, or anybody in between, somebody did a favor, There was total incompetence or corruption. It's hard not to think something like this would go on. And I'm trying to make sense of why this is so important. But I would like a comment. I would like a copy of the law saying these planning and zoning boards must operate autonomously. And the second thing was, with this permit, I'd like to see what this Matt told me. It didn't matter if I received the notice. As long as they said it's certified, they're covered. What if I was away for a week or two? Does that count? Once again, just see the little courtesy, and I'm supposed to be one of the good guys. Mm-hmm. I was honest. That doesn't pay off these days. Somehow the special use permit is interesting. I don't know how this was allowed, but it was. If the town is issuing these special use permits, for this case of a mining or something, do they have guidelines, or once they get a fee or something, is it a done deal? Did they require any kind of setback or anything? It seems to be very unclear exactly who's in charge, or who has any decisions, or are they held to any accountability?
Any kind of conditions would be set during the planning board review, not the town board.
But the special use permit that they claim he had, which I don't know.
Right, if that went through the planning board, the proper procedures, then any conditions would have been imposed by the planning board and enforced by the code department.
Well, there is no reclamation piles around up there, so obviously either they were necessary and they didn't comply, or it wasn't necessary, or they didn't make them have it. DEC makes you put a bond up for something like this if you don't have stuff, even if you do have reclamation piles. Was there any bond from Reed on this deal? I'm not picking on Reed, I know him personally. But once again, I'm sitting the guy taking fall here. The DEC guy I talked to yesterday, with a lengthy conversation, made a comment. There was no permit on his line, on his property, or the second one walking Tim Morgan. Technically, there's two properties there. What this claim, what the district is supposed to have, I don't know. But the interesting part was, when I asked them about the stockpiles, the reclamation, they hadn't claimed the property, they didn't know where stuff was going to come from either. But they'll be monitoring the situation. They didn't have to monitor anything, the stuff was going out of there, but they get to monitor it for a new owner on something that may or may not happen, or maybe shouldn't be happening. Like I said, the problem is not between me and the property owner, it's the process here. And will I be afforded the same opportunities that other people have been allowed to slip through cracks, or will I be held to a higher standard? This variance, once again, that was granted. You mentioned it was not approved. I don't know. I had the impression the variance, that problem is a done deal. The variance was approved and granted. Maybe it hasn't. I don't understand the process, so it's fine. Why did they encroach on my property? They had 5 acres to mess with. Who decided the house had to be there? If it even has to be there. A lot of stories nobody has an answer to, and nobody wants to be held accountable for some reason. I don't know. That better covers everything. Does anybody feel I'm out of order? Are my questions justified? I'm not picking on any one of you personally.
I think your questions are justified. It's just directed at the wrong board.
Have you spoke to the zoning board about any of this?
No, I talked to the building inspector yesterday, the 15th.
Yeah.
And he's going to tell me, you missed the hearing. That's the way it goes. There's nothing we can do. Nothing we can do.
Well, he can't change the decisions of the planning board. He doesn't have the authority.
I don't understand really the process here. Like I said, I don't understand planning board, zoning board. I mean, this is RRA. I just don't get it. One thing came up, too. I did ask Matt upstairs. There was a modular house there for years. I got a picture on the phone I could show. It was a modular, and now it's gone. I said, did he have a building permit for that? He had a building permit, but he didn't have a CO. I said, yet people lived there for years. Why? That was the problem. But it worked.
Do you know when that was put there?
No, I don't. It just appeared, but it had to be there for several years. The slab, I can show you a picture. There's a slab now taken out. There's a shop did go up. I did ask if he did have a building permit. He said, yes, I have a building permit for that. And this is one in the huge hole that Kim Morgan done, which is technically, if he had a mining permit, it would have been a fine, a heavy fine for having the lift, which is basically a liability for kids going through with four-wheelers, whether they should or shouldn't be there, animals, kid crawling through. I don't, they had kids at the Ely House with no CL, whatever you want to call it. The town has been involved to a point, and Ryan told me, he says he understands my situation and why I'm upset, because when that was put up, the building, the workshop there, he was never noticed. But at one point he had an address in Brooklyn, which he wasn't living at. The certified notice went there, so he never saw it, just like I did. And allegedly he had nothing to say about it.
Yeah, if that was the address that we have on file, then that's what we
were. Who signed for it? Once again, I think this holds in a positive system here, or obviously if the Postal Service was paid to deliver a certified mail and get a signature, perhaps you better reassess your delivery system, because obviously the Postal Service isn't getting the job done.
But the town doesn't send those out either.
Interesting. When Matt sent the receptionist, clerk upstairs down to get it, I told him, you're not going to find it here, because the address went to Santos. He says, technically, that's our mail. They just do it as a service. No, they really don't do you a service. They pay, the client pays for it. It comes back here, it belongs here. And I believe it's still upstairs. I have yet to know what day the meeting was, what time. Once again, interesting layout of the whole deal. I don't know, folks. I don't know where this thing goes. I mean, I'm not letting it go. I've had about 7 or 8 people involved with the situation. No two people have the same story. No two people come up with the same story. What and why this has been going on and still is going on. Kind of scary.
Well, like I said.
And I'm told I can do better.
Well, I would refer you back to zoning and planning, because obviously if they approve some of this stuff, you have a lot of good and valid points there, so I would approach them and talk to them.
Who would that be and when or where? I mean, I don't...
All the meetings are posted on the town website here, and their schedule is the same meeting every month.
Okay, so it's the board, zoning board?
Planning board.
Zoning board is who you need to reach out to.
That's who would give a variance.
The variance was issued in the March meeting.
Well, quite frankly, I don't care if it's a shop. It made sense up there. But once again, there was multiple violations. If permits were granted, this house, where the septic went, I don't know. Nobody knows where the septic may go for this new house. And this really hit home, too, because I talked to, I think, Patrick yesterday or today. You mentioned it. Dawn, you've probably seen it. The piece of property near me on the corner of Schoolhouse Road, it's half a mile in Ulster County and Old Kings Highway. The neighbors call it the boathouse. It has been basically underwater for many months. It's always been a sinkhole. There's a building permit granted in 2022. There is no foundation there. They filled it up with rock. Where does the septic go? There's a sinkhole on the adjoining property. I just found out tonight they're going to raise a berm there because these people are over the boundary. Once again.
That's Ulster County, right?
That's Ulster County, yes. But I mean, it's just amazing. I mean, everybody knows it's a swamp.
Yep.
Where does the septic go? I was just told recently, the building inspector was asked, how did they get a septic approval? They did a perk test during a dry season. Hasn't been dry now for a year, so I guess you can't use the bathrooms now for if they... It's not my problem, but the gist of the neighbors are thinking, when this thing is done and falls apart, the taxpayers will be left with a mess to clean up and deal with. There is no sane place to put a septic. It is a low spot. And there's an aquifer, probably 50 feet off the property, the sinkhole, you've probably seen it, it fills up. Kids, we just skated out when we were kids. We had canoes on it, and it can be underwater. This year, it's underwater for the longest time I ever saw it.
It's a moat, like around, it's...
Well, I mean, the sinkhole next to it on the field.
Next to behind it, yeah.
Which the whole thing drains into. It's an aquifer. I know the Board of Health has been... The people contacting them, and nobody has any answers there either. It just seems to be certain entities can dictate and collect fees, and then when problems happen, am I out of line? Do I have valid concerns? Mm-hmm. Have I offended anybody or said anything wrong? I'm just trying to get honest answers of why this why my message transpired the way it is, because it's about nothing to me. But I do sense it's very important that I'm aware of it and say nothing, and they can slide this thing through. So what happens next, I don't know. But I could be a very unfriendly neighbor too, but it's Ryan's not the problem. He told me, what can I do? I said nothing. I am also irritated. Santos had this letter. They told me he'd call me yesterday, Monday. I haven't heard nothing. Ryan said he'd be in touch. Just the fact that he won't be in touch tells me, wow, has he got something to hide? The name they gave me is Al McDonald. Never met these people. They probably surveyed, like they told me a couple, number of years ago, they probably had men on all sides of my property. Just odd, they wouldn't return a phone call. Like I said, that'd just be one more person, probably another version of the story. So I don't know what to do, where to go next. I have been in touch with, like I said, eight different agencies or individuals. I'm not going to be cooperative, so what's going on? The problem is not between me or the house. Ryan wants the house, it's fine. I don't understand it. I'm not happy with the encroachment because there's been no valid reason other than somebody decided to slide a house there. 60 feet now from my property line, which could definitely affect a potential project down the road, which may or may not ever happen. But it's just, I think, very fair, unfair, and it's, we don't have justice for all. Any questions or anything, or any advice where to go next, or just planning board and zoning board and just play this game of...
Well, they're the ones that would give the variance, so I would actually go there first and speak to them to see why they need it and so on.
Well, they totally granted it because nobody voiced opposition.
Right, but everything you just explained here tonight, I would recommend you explain to them.
I will, yeah. But I also going to explain to Senator Joe Brand's office and Senator Schumer's office. I know if a state senator or a United States senator gets involved, everything stops on the spot until it's rectified. I've been that route with two other projects in the past. It's very unclear until, so if they get a notice, or they get a notice here of a United States senator's questions, it's probably going to create a lot more problems, which none of us need.
We have no oversight of the zoning board.
Pardon me?
We have no say over the zoning board.
No, nobody has any credibility.
They're a semi-judicial body. It is what it is.
Well, like I said, you said speak to the building department or something. This Matt, I mean, he said there's nothing.
I didn't say building department. Zoning.
But I don't think Matt gave me the honest answer. He said there's nothing more you can do. It's not, you missed it.
There's nothing he can do.
He said there's nothing I can do.
There's nothing he can do either because it's the Zoning Board of Appeals. There's a semi-judicial body that has more power, actually, than the town board.
I really can't comprehend why it's so complicated, but it's government. And like President Reagan told us, government isn't the solution to your problems. Government is the problem.
Yeah. My only recommendation is go see Al at the office, McDonald.
He hasn't returned phone calls, nothing. He was supposed to call me 2 days ago.
Yeah, they're understaffed. I know the situation there.
They got a day of business, I'm sorry. That doesn't fly on me. He could have called me 7 o'clock at night, I don't care.
And I think that's probably why he didn't get the letter either.
Well, why would he keep the letter that long? He was there till...
No, I mean, you knew that they were looking for you, so you didn't inquire with them also, kind of like 50-50.
They were looking for me. I mean, I'm not hard to find. Mm-hmm. Tax bills come through okay. They never slide. Tax bills? Central Hudson bills? Interesting, some stuff doesn't go through.
Yep.
Credit card bill made from Philadelphia that day in 3 days. Certified letter from Santos Associates. Back at Santos. It said it was sent out on March 6th. And 415 is still down there.
But they tried. It was attempted to be delivered.
I don't know how they tried. Everybody else came through.
I don't know.
I mean, I think they just have to reach the mailbox and that's it.
Well, they need a signature.
Well, then it's not certified. That's what I'm saying. Yeah. Exactly.
You know, you don't live in your mailbox, but...
No, but there's one for my arrest or a subpoena they find me. This isn't good, babe. I don't like this at all.
Yeah.
I will have contact, like I said, all again tomorrow. I don't know where it's going. I asked Ryan if he had contacts with the Santos. And this man, I said, he if we can just sit down, hash this out, match that set against it, no, nothing you can do, forget about it, you missed it. Santos, another clown operation.
Santos worked for Ryan.
Yes. Do the job.
So if Ryan wants to sit down with you and Santos, with Ryan, the three of you, then Santos needs to be there.
Well, it's not really Santos' problem with them that they sent the letter at, that it came back to them at some point. The bottom line is, if your planning board, or whoever proper board you had, it seems they should be, if this is a requirement, they need to have a formal notification, which I did not receive yet. Somebody should have checked this before you went through this. I mean, did Santos just say, yeah, we sent notices out, and that was the show?
They have to provide the green slips that it was sent out.
Yes.
That's all that's required.
That's all that's required.
Okay, but did anybody ask it to verify if he really did, or is his word good?
Well, the green slips come from the post office, so that's what they provide
to the
zoning
board. The green slip is still attached to the letter.
Yes, it still is. It should be, yes.
You didn't pick up your letter.
I haven't seen it until yesterday, to Monday.
Because it was never
served. It was never...
It was attempted, and it wasn't served.
Well, we don't know that. They threw a slip on my mailbox. I never saw the first one. Technically, if I wasn't honest and told you I saw this, I could say I never saw anything.
You can't speak to what the post office did.
Yeah, that complaints to me.
I understand that, but the bottom line is...
The town did their due diligence and tried to notify you as best as possible.
I don't buy that, but regardless, we'll see what happens.
You have that piece of paper in hand?
Yes, I do.
So the due diligence...
And when I went to the post office, after this was served a short time, they said it's not here.
How long did you wait to go to the post office for
that? I don't know, because I went the line down below. It said right below that circle, it did make it very clear... Mail will be re-delivered. So it's not a big problem. And when the rep in the post office, I asked about it, they said, don't worry about it. If it's from a surveyor, somebody's building something near you, they'll send out a second one, as I have had in the past.
Did you reach out to the post office to see if they sent you a second one?
That is the second one. They told me you bought the first one. The first one was a pink slip, about a half that size.
So you got the pink
one? No, I never saw the pink. I never saw it in my life.
When was the meeting? Do you remember?
On the 5th, I think.
March 19th or 20th, I'm guessing.
Yeah, the first
one
stamped March 5th.
March 20th.
March
20th. Because
this says final notice 3/23.
No, it says final notice 3/13. It'll be returned on the 23rd.
But again, we can't control the post office.
But maybe you want to reconsider your process, because obviously the post office is not good at getting the job done anymore.
The meeting was on the 20th, correct?
I think government, whether it's Catskill,
it's all
Montana, anywhere. So I think the government way of doing business is the due diligence.
Didn't inquire about it himself.
Just going back to when I worked in Child Protective, we would notify an absent father that we're terminating his parental rights through a thing in the Daily Mail.
Mm-hmm.
Back then, there were no computers, but
a certified right.
letter. And it would come back because they didn't sign for it, they weren't there, or whatever. But, I mean, you're talking about terminating somebody's parental rights. That's kind of a big deal. Right.
But the post office does have an obligation to, in 15 days, to get something back to the sender, either approved or denied, and they did not have a signature or anything. We don't know what they did. If somebody just came and threw this in the mailbox, and quite frankly, it's a big mailbox, you know, mailbox, that thing could have blown away any one of those windstorms. So it's just by luck I happened to have this thing, and I think if I was a little bit not as honest, I could have said I didn't have anything this, and then where would we stand? So I think this Matt could be a little more cordial.
So you have two options.
And go ahead.
Sorry. You have two options according to Department of State, NY.gov/40. I don't know what section this is. Challenging a decision of the ZBA. If a party withstanding is unhappy with the decision of the Zoning Board of Appeals, they have two options. They may appeal this matter to the State Supreme Court, as what is referred to as an Article 78,
yep.
which you and I talked about, or you may request a rehearing before the ZBA. So again, reach out to the ZBA, plead your case, and ask for a rehearing.
Right. This has come up.
I
asked Ryan, I said, hey, what do you want? I said, I think they should do this hearing over.
And I
after, everybody goes, he says, nope, never going to happen. It's never happened before. Not going to happen. He seems very sure of himself, and I don't know where his attitude and his... He was courteous.
I don't buy the process. And I think I'm getting screwed for something I...
So it sounds like you can go to the zoning board and say you want a rehearing.
Okay, and who is the zoning board, or what's the phone number? Who are these people?
Gary Harvey is the zoning board chair. And
how do I get in touch with him? Or is that the process? Or do I go through...
Yeah.
Go through you?
You would file an appeal. Under Town Law 267, you would file an appeal with the zoning board.
267? Appeal?
Because even if you did go, and you got that letter, you did go to the meeting, right? You stated your case. The zoning still makes the decision if they're going to...
Approve it or not.
Even if you state your case, they could still...
I understand that. But we may have got that.
No, I know, but I'm just explaining.
Right. No, I understand that. It's not a done deal. Like I said, I told Ryan. I said, I really don't care. I mean, you're not done to me here, but somebody took it upon themselves to make decisions for me. Okay.
So that is your next step.
Okay. Can you set up a
appeal process or a paperwork? What's the schedule?
I don't do any of that. You have to do that.
Okay, well, I mean, what do I get the forms or what do I...
No, I would look at Town Law 267 or contact the zoning board.
Which is a phone number? I don't know what...
I don't have a phone number for Mr. Harvey. He has a personal email, so I would have to get in touch with him. He does not have a town email or a town cell phone.
So can you be in touch with us? That's the process then? Please, get in touch as soon as you possible. You got my number?
I do have your number, absolutely.
Thank you. Yes, can you tell them about it? I was just, okay.
So you have a time frame for filing an appeal with the zoning board, just so you know.
What's the time? Well, I'm asking...
62 days.
I'm asking right now, so 62 days starts today?
62 days. I would think it was 62 days from the date
of the meeting, so it was to be the 20th.
That was the zoning board meeting. That was the public hearing.
That's the first I heard what
March 20th was the public hearing for that meeting. They closed the public hearing and then they approved the variance.
Mm-hmm. They approved the variance?
After the public hearing.
What did you tell me has not been granted yet?
I was misunderstood. I was under the impression that the variance was not granted, but Liz has the minutes. She knows more than I do.
I don't understand the process. It's 24th.
So their next meeting is on the 24th.
Next week.
Next week.
Yeah. And that's
next Wednesday.
And that's also posted on the town website.
At 6 o'clock. Here in this same room.
Do I just show up for them to speak here too? Or what's...
Does he need to get on the agenda or...
No, all meetings are open to the public.
But to speak, I mean, I don't know, do they, I don't have a... I'm surprised there's three of us here. I don't know.
At zoning board and planning board meetings, there's always public comment.
Well, but if you have a lot of people, I mean, I don't know what kind of time frame everybody's got. So
call me tomorrow morning, and I can advise you for a bit. Or give me a couple hours in the morning. Call me in the
afternoon.
Just let me research it. Call me after lunch.
Yeah, I mean...
That's
214.
214
extension
3. And I don't want to say anything.
No, I think
that is fine. Okay. All right, people.
Okay, Gary.
Any more thoughts, comments?
No, I greatly appreciate you coming tonight and letting us know what's going on and airing your frustrations and.
Yes.
We wish more people would come because obviously there's a lot of empty seats out there.
What's more of this team need?
That's what we signed up for.
Right, I was just going to, that's what we're here for.
That's what we're here for.
Therapy.
This is my therapy. Trying to help people like you and like them.
I think there's one thing that the town board can definitely look into. It seems like your experience with Matt Carlisle has been quite horrible. I've spoken to Matt Carlisle for several months.
And it's been the same. It's just, he'll do something, he's not sure about it. Verbally, he'll say stuff.
Yeah,
exactly.
Nobody seems to have an end. Everybody gets kicked down the road until you go to somebody.
He should have never approved
those plans. Get a notice
it was illegal for him to approve those plans if there was no right of way. He did it anyway. He admitted it to us that he did something illegal. That's just how he conducts himself.
He's never supposed to approve a permit that is not meeting the safety code.
Yeah.
So if that's his position, he should have never.
And he told us, well, I didn't realize it, now I don't. Okay, but our loans are taken out. We owe a ton of money on a house we can't live in because
You're paying the price because someone else
did something.
It's called mistakes. But I get paid to make mistakes.
Yeah, and he'll make decisions that he will say, this, it sounds like a done deal situation, sounds exactly on brand for him. Or he'll just make decisions, not realize the repercussions of it.
It is the town board that appoints the code enforcement officer. If nothing else, please review his performance. I mean, that is not the right individual.
Okay. We'll take that under consideration. Definitely.
Office.
Yeah.
Yes, there is holes in the system. It's not pretty.
Okay. Anything else?
It is hard to keep the incentive to try and do the right thing and be honest because there's not much reward for doing the right thing.
Yeah.
Okay. Anyways, yes. Board?
When can we hear back about the temp CO? When are y'all likely to talk about it, make a decision, any additional information we can provide? Because it is just...
I will reach out to the lawyer tomorrow.
Okay.
And pick
because
his brain.
Because we don't have a lawyer, because we are not officially suing the town. We'd love to be included directly in any communications because we don't have legal representation because we're not in the Article 78. Seems like a lot of discussions are happening without our visibility, just because we're not part of the lawsuit, but it is pertaining to our CO, so we would ask that any comms about our CO, we just get either forwarded, CC'd, whatever it is.
Yeah, you guys have our emails. I mean, Mr. Richard doesn't speak to us because we're not including a lawyer, but that's an active decision on our part.
Mm.
So if we're speaking about our CO within the town, I mean, please include us in those communications.
Yeah. Okay.
Nice. And any communications, I know you mentioned, it's useful for us to know if Ryan has declined certain offers pertaining to RCO as well. And so if there is communication regarding that, we would love to see that as well, because then we can talk to him and tell him he does not represent.
So any of our communications with him is through an attorney, so it's subject to attorney-client privilege.
But that doesn't pertain to Lot 1.
No, no, yeah. But any communication we have with your builder.
Right, but if you make an offer about Lot 1's CO, we are privy to that information because it's our CO, right? Regardless of what context it's in. And so if you are making decisions about Lot 1 CO, we are entitled to know at least what is being discussed, what is being asked, what requirements are being talked about, negotiated on. That's our right because it's our
I mean, the offer was made in a public meeting, so they would be in our minutes.
I do not have the minutes of that.
You mentioned, I understand what you're saying from your perspective. But for the average person who doesn't deal with this stuff
ever,
sometimes in life, hopefully that, it's very confusing. And we don't know the process, and it's not fair. It came to one quote I had written down that I wasn't going to bring up, but being you have it now. At Abraham Lincoln's Gettysburg Address, he had a line in there, a government of the people, by the people, for the people, that shall not perish. It seems to have become a government of the government, by the government, for the government, and the original philosophy, it has perished. And we're innocent bystanders, like I said.
It's being sued.
I didn't understand their whole style. This is the whole deal. You know, we're trying to figure out. You've probably done your required diligence. You probably cannot give advice anymore, but. People come to
like
you.
Real
we need a solution, not just
problems, right?
For
someone. It's not about attorney-client privilege or who you can say what to. It's like our house, and if y'all are discussing what improvements need to be made to the road, if y'all are making offers that would get us the CO, the least information we are entitled to is what those requirements are. Because we have emailed Matt countless times. Called him multiple times, Savannah knows that's my name, my face. Like, we've been here being like, what do you need to get us a CO? We have not heard those requirements. So if you have those requirements that will get us a CO, given that the road plan for 12 feet was approved, and if you send an offer to Ryan or whoever else about our CO, please let us know what that is, because we just need to know what we're working with right now. And we are just being kept out of the entire exchange.
Okay. We're going to go into executive session to discuss an employee personnel issue. We will not be making any decisions when we come out. So,
Motion.
So when can we expect, can we, is there a timeline for us? Like,
I don't want to give you a timeline because I don't know a timeline. And I don't want to say I'll call you or email you in a week. I don't know if I'm going to have an answer for you in a week. I don't know if I'm going to have an answer for you tomorrow.
But who are we reading on? What are since we you guys were going to make the ultimate decision here at this point.
Right. But again, because of the, and I know it doesn't pertain to you, we have an active lawsuit against the town with an Article 78. We're not going to make,
because we are not on it.
I understand that.
Right, but you're affected by it.
You're affected by it.
No,
and,
we are not
and
affected by it.
It's directly. The road.
The road.
It's the access road.
It is, again, for...
You're asking us to bring lawyers into this when we're...
Yeah, like
you're
asking, like if we are trying our best
they
to
honestly might help you.
The town.
The lawyer might help you.
Well, it could bankrupt you.
Yeah, I mean, why are you trying to basically bankrupt us at this point?
Like, if you don't want us in the town, just...
It's the exact opposite. We want the house on the tax rolls, but it's got to be accurate.
Well, we pay the taxes. It's perfect, right?
Right, but you know what I'm saying. Legitimately, so that everything is correct. You know what I'm saying?
This is a communication issue. This is where you got to help the people, not just cover your bases here. Mm-hmm. We come in here, we have an issue... We'd like a response and an answer, not just call somebody else, because...
No, but we aren't even being told to call anyone else. It's like, we'll let you know when we let you know, so what if your house is sitting there? And that's... It's getting to us, because it's like, we chose this town for a reason. We thought we were coming into a community that wanted us, wanted to help us, and we've been trying every avenue, and when we come here, we drove from the city today, we live in the city. Mm-hmm. We drove for this meeting, we drove 2.5 hours. And we've done that multiple times to talk to Matt, to get a hold of people, and no one will tell us even when we can expect to move into our home.
The only time I was able to speak to Mr. Hilscher was when I showed up to his office. The one and only time I've ever spoken to him. There's no
other
way
to
get in touch with him, for him to respond, for him to answer his phone.
We've emailed him so many times. We've left so many voicemails, and... They're, like, it's the same thing as saying, I don't know, I'll let you know when you let you know, when I let you know, and that's okay for some things, but this is our home, right? I think you understand the gravity of this. This is our only home. It's our primary home. We don't have 7 homes. This is not one of them. Mm-hmm. When can we expect an answer?
Again, unfortunately, I can't give you a time frame.
But do you, like, again,
the road in its entirety. The road in its entirety is currently
right now,
in Article 7.
Yes.
You think that's a satisfactory answer for members of your town who are paying
for
taxes?
For the board and
can be issued by this town.
Yeah.
Regardless of
the town board doesn't issue COs.
You can direct the board enforcement officer to issue the CO. If you can pass a vote that the road has to be 12 feet versus 15 feet, you can instruct the code enforcement officer that 12 feet is fine.
And not only that, you can instruct the code enforcement officer to abide by his actual approved permit that has 12 feet on it. That's all we're asking the town board to tell the code enforcement officer to stick to his word. Which is insane. And it's in paper, and it's on paper, it's written. We have our permit, Lot 1's permit, with our names on it, that doesn't say anything about the access road. Since the start of the construction, not a single sentence. Everything is checked off. He has visited the site repeatedly, never said anything about the access road. 12-foot plan was approved. The entire approved permit said is the only reason we got the loan. And honestly, we told him this.
The entire house was better.
If he hadn't done it, we wouldn't be here. You know, we wouldn't be losing money if he hadn't done that. And so if he said this is an okay house to build, an okay house to live in and move into, all the way until the very end, where he changed his mind quite literally and will not explain why and will not tell us what we can do to fix it, then it is up to you all because you appointed him.
Okay.
Thank you all for your time. It's really not been helpful at all, but I'm going to invite people you're notified of it and...
I think we have been helpful because we directed you on your next step.
Steps.
Right, as these folks are just saying too, to get a follow through is...
Right, but for your issue, we have no authority over it.
So you do admit you have authority over ours?
No.
You just said.
The zoning, we went in front of the zoning board of appeals. Their exact sentence, we don't have authority over this. Over
the
code issue, 12 feet versus 15
feet. We went
for
a variance and they were like,
we don't have authority over this.
No, no, we don't even know if we have the authority.
Look, you and I don't understand the process. So it's not fair to them and they're protecting themselves too. But this is the problem, the communication, the job is not getting done. That's the whole thing.
Matt Carlisle seems to be the problem.
Not by any ill intentions, but this is the problem.
Yeah. Ryan would not have brought Article 78 if it wasn't for Matt as well. And that I'm sure is clear to you all at this point.
Yeah, the town, our tax money is going towards Ted Hilscher. I don't want that happening. I don't want...
Our taxpayer money is going to hear what we are hearing. I don't know when we'll tell you. Our house has been sitting ready since September last year.
Thank you for your time. Appreciate it.
Good luck.
We'll be in touch by afternoon tomorrow. Thank you.
Okay. Right. We're going to go into executive session for a personal matter.
Thank you so much, guys. Good night.
Thank you.
Four three nine four four one is the password.